And then Torah, what about the thing?
I'd like to discuss with Olam a very interesting topic of squeezing fruit on Shabbos. So first of all, we need to know which malachas we're discussing. When a person squeezes a fruit on Shabbos, what malacha is he over on? So that's dosh. Everyone knows dosh. Everyone says dosh. Malacha of disha is to squeeze fruit on Shabbos. One of the parts of malacha of disha is to squeeze fruit. The emes says we need to check another malacha, which is boira. Is a malacha of boira by squeezing a grape? When a person has a mixture of grape juice and grapes in a bowl, everyone will agree that to pour out the grape juice or to take the grapes out, that's a mixture where there is boira. So when you squeeze out a grape, you have the flesh of the grape, you have the juice of the grape, and you are taking out the one that you want. So it might be oichel mutoich ha-psoilas, whichever way around it is. But will you need the three tanoim of meches boira to squeeze out a grape? Is that boira or not? So the Magen Avraham speaks out very clearly. He says, as the Prima Gadim explains, that the melacha of boira is only when you start off with a mixture. When you are working, you are separating, when you are doing your act of separating or dividing, whatever it is, then there is already a mixture when you start off. So when you have a mixture of pairs of socks, maybe socks or whatever it is, you have already a mixture and you're trying to sort out the mixture or get the one that you want or take away the ones that you don't want. When you start off with a grape, no one looks at that as a mixture. It's a grape. You don't say there's a mixture here of grape juice and flesh of grape. It's just a grape. And therefore, even at the end of squeezing it, you're left with just peels. You can't eat those peels. The peels and the flesh is completely dry. You can't eat it. And you have the juice in the other cup, so you would say it's mamash psoilus and oichel. Magen Avraham says that's not boira, because when you are working on the grape, there's no mixture here, no one can see a taroides, and so therefore there's no boira. So therefore, most times when we discuss squeezing fruit, boira is not involved. That's why we all know squeezing fruit is under the melacha of dosh. But in Yisrael Hashem, if we have time, we will get back to some cases where boira can be involved in squeezing. Right, so there, that's different because that's psoilus. So psoilus, a fish, you'll say there are bones in here and the fish, and no one eats the whole fish. Everyone has to take out the fish bones. So therefore, already lechatchila, we look at it as a mixture. But by a grape, which some people squeeze them out, but some people also eat them like that. So people look at it as a grape. There's nothing wrong with this. You can just eat it like that. There's nothing mixed over here. That's not how we look at a grape. So therefore we are mainly under the melacha of dosh when we're talking about squeezing fruit. So where is the melacha of dosh and boira do overlap sometimes, as we might see over here. But usually there are two separate melachas, and we are discussing the melacha of dosh. So very important to remember, even though we're discussing squeezing fruit, it's very important to remember how dosh was done, what the av melacha of dosh is in the Mishkan. Every melacha is important to know, but especially over here, as we will see later in Yisrael Hashem. So dosh in the Mishkan was, the dosh that you see in your Mishnayos with pictures, what you will see is threshing. It's not squeezing fruit. The main dosh, the av of melacha of dosh, was threshing kernels, taking them out of the shell, of their peel. That's the melacha of dosh, freeing the food out of the case where it's sitting in. That's the melacha of dosh. That's the main melacha of dosh, and that's very important to remember for later on. Now, the Mishnah comes along and the Gemara speaks it out. A chiddush, that squeezing a fruit is also dosh. You're taking out a mashke, it's sitting in the case, similar to the kernel in the shell, in the peel. You're taking out the mashke, which is sitting in the grape, you're squeezing it out. So you've taken the mashke out of the case it was sitting in the peel, in the encasement it was in. You've taken that juice out. That's also disha, that's the chiddush that we have over here by squeezing fruit. But what we see in the Gemara, though, and the Shulchan Aruch, is a very important point, that when you squeeze out a fruit and you're over on dosh, that's only if you're taking out a mashke. It has to have a name of a mashke. That means the dish is because you've taken one thing, you had a mashke inside, which you couldn't drink, and you freed it out of the food where it was in. Not everything, according in halacha, is called a mashke. Not everything in a liquid form is called a mashke. So if you take a melon, for example, and you squeeze the juice out, you can just say you've got a melon in a dry state and melon in a liquid state. And therefore, you won't have dosh on that maybe. Because you've basically what you've done is separated two parts of the fruit. You've separated the juice of a melon, the liquid part, and the dry part. To be called disha by squeezing a fruit, it needs to be, you've taken out something that's called a mashke. That's very important in the whole sugya of squeezing fruit. We need to understand that we're looking to take out a mashke, and then it's similar to the disha when you're threshing kernels, you're taking that out of the peel. The peel is a psoilus that you can't eat, and you access the food which is inside, which is something completely different than what's on the outside, what it's in. So too, when you're doing disha on fruit, you're taking out the mashke, something which is called a mashke, you're taking that out of a oichel, so then you've done disha. So how do we get to the name mashke? What gives something a shei mashke? So it needs to have a certain chashivus. If it's just a liquid form, it's not chashuv. So the Gemara, it's clear in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, as we will see, that grapes and olives, zeisim v'anovim, they are also to be soichet min ha-toyres. So their mashke, that we know in many halachas, the juice of an olive, the juice of a grape, the wine, the oil, that's a real mashke min ha-toyres, and therefore a person squeezes a grape on Shabbos, that's schita min ha-toyres. On the other extreme, you have in the Gemara fruits that no one squeezes. I don't know how many people squeeze melons, but I don't think they sell at all melon juice. I haven't checked the facts, but let's take on. A melon, people don't squeeze. So therefore, when you squeeze a melon, that juice doesn't have a name of a mashke, it doesn't have the chashivas of a mashke. It's just the liquid form of a melon, and therefore that's motel lechatchila. If you find a fruit that you check properly, because nowadays they squeeze so many fruits that it's difficult to know. Apples, oranges, definitely people squeeze, right? But if you find a fruit or sometimes many vegetables that people don't squeeze, then that's mutar lechatchila, because you've taken out the liquid form, you've separated two parts of the food, of the fruit or the vegetable, you haven't taken a mashke out of a oichel. And then you have all the fruits in the middle, oranges, apples, grapefruits, tangerines, you name it nowadays, they squeeze so many fruits. Those are in the middle. They are not osim in a Torah, they're osim in Rabbonon.
What percentage of the world out apple juice or orange juice.
Right, so that is quite a complicated point. There could be two ways how we might answer it midrabbanon, whether it's a considerable group, a city or a country where they squeeze it, or if they import it, it could make this. So that's quite a complicated topic, and that's something it will take more time to discuss. But definitely the main fruits like oranges, apples, grapefruits, peaches, plums. I'm not sure the facts. Watermelons. Do people? Yes, it depends. You have to check. Nowadays they squeeze so many things. It has to be checked. So those are the three levels. So oranges, let's say apples and tangerines. So many people are interested in the juice. They want to drink that juice. So therefore, that gives it the chashivas of a mashke. It turns the juice of an apple into a mashke because people look at the juice of an apple. That's something I would like to drink, maybe. So that gives it the shame mashke, and therefore you have dosh. So again, anovim v'zeisim. Grapes and olives, everyone squeezes all over the world for the wine and for the oil. So that's definitely, even min ha-Torah, that's considered a mashke, and that's considered schita. If a person squeezes a grape on Shabbos, that's schita min ha-Torah. All the other fruits which some people, considerable amount of people squeeze, then that's also midrabbanon. Chazal made gzera not to squeeze those fruit. Of dosh. That's dosh. Now there's another important point that we see, which brings out this important nekuda again.
One is the
Rabbanon, one is the Raisin, right? All fruits are also. Besides, if you know, if you check and you have fruits that you know that people don't squeeze, or vegetables, okay, lechatchila, not even Rabbanon, lechatchila, you have no problem. Cucumbers, I don't think anyone would squeeze cucumbers. So you squeeze a cucumber on Shabbos, no problem whatsoever. Again, back to this nekuda, which is very important that squeezing fruit, the issa of schita is only if you get a mashke out of the oichel. It needs to be a mashke. So the Beis Yosef and the Rishonim speak out. Let's say you find a fruit which people squeeze, lots of people squeeze, but they don't squeeze it to drink it. They squeeze it for health reasons. They squeeze, in the Beis Yosef, he discusses many juices that they used to squeeze for refuah. They used that, they didn't have as many medicines as us. They had lots of different, you went to the chemist and he gave you lemon juice for this problem and the other juice for headaches. So even that will not become now a juice that you have a problem of squeezing. Let's say no one squeezes cucumbers, and now someone researched and says cucumber juice is good if you have headache, you have some cucumber juice, and that's very healthy. Then cucumber juice will still not become a mashke, because still people are not interested in the juice to drink it, and therefore you can still squeeze refuah, doesn't turn it into a drink, into a mashke, and therefore you can still, if you're interested in doing that, you can squeeze your cucumber at home, no problem. Yeah. Another case, which is more nagel a ma'aser taka, where the Mishnah Berurah brings Beis Yosef, he has a shaila. What about lemons? So lemons, as we know, the millions of lemons are squeezed, and they're squeezed. Many of them are squeezed to drink lemonade and lemon juice. Many drinks have lemon juice in them. But even here, the Beis Yosef has a suffix. Maybe because they're never squeezed to be drunk by itself. No one drinks just lemon juice like that. You always mix it with something else. Maybe even that is not considered a drink. And therefore the Beis Yosef has a shaila. If you squeeze a lemon on Shabbos, maybe that would be mutar lechatchila, because it doesn't have the chashivas of a mashke. Now we don't paskin like that. We paskin that it's asr because it's only a suffix in the Beis Yosef. Maybe at the end of the day people squeeze lemons so that they can drink it. So therefore it's asr lemaisa to squeeze lemons. But we will see it's still important to know this, that lemons are slightly more kuladik than other oranges and apples, because we're not sure whether he got a shame mashke, because people never drink it by itself. They only mix it. All in drabbanon. Only an avim zeisim are the rice pashtas. All other fruits drabbanon. There is a shaila by fruits that mamash most, so many fruits, oranges, is not so pashut whether that's the rice or drabbanon taka. Oranges, I don't know, maybe you have some other fruits where so many fruits of them are squeezed to drink, chazan ish, and chay adam hot pashtas might be the rice. It could be anovim v'zeisim, why they're the rice is because most places and most people squeeze grapes and olives. That's the most commonly squeezed fruit, and that's why maybe it's the raisa. Therefore, oranges could be the raisa. It's a shaila. But we're discussing all other fruits, lemons and grapefruits, and all other fruits which in some places they squeeze, and we're trying to work out how does it get a shame mashke, because only if it's a mashke, that's when you have the melacha of disha, which is very important for the next part that we will see. So that's, again, grapes and olives, a person squeezes on Shabbos is also in the Torah. Things, if a person checks out and you have something, a melon maybe, or cucumber that no one squeezes, no one is interested in the juice of it, to be drunk, to drink the juice, then that's mutar lechatchila, and everything in between is also midrabbanon. Now comes along the Gemara and says a very big chiddush, based on this very important nekuda again. We're trying to, by disha, by squeezing a fruit, we're trying to look, are we taking out a mashke out of oichel? Only then do we have disha in our case. Says the Gemara, if you squeeze your lemon, let's say, onto your fish, so that juice now which is in your fish turns into a food. It doesn't have the status of a juice, of a mashke. It's a food. This lemon juice never had the status of a mashke by itself. It was on the way falling into your fish, or even grapes which was also to squeeze min haTorah. But you squeeze, a mother wants to give a baby to chew some challah, and she wants it to make it a bit sweeter, so she squeezes a grape onto the challah. That grape juice never had the status of a juice by itself. It fell straight in the challah. When it's in the challah, it's got a status of food. Says the Gemara, that's mutar lechatchila. No problem. That's mamash halacha lemaisa. A person can take a grape and squeeze it onto the challah. As long as it's directly onto the challah, not into a cup and then into the challah, that's a problem. But if you squeeze it directly into your food, a grape into your challah, or orange into your salad, some people like to have some orange juice in the salad, or a lemon onto your fish, that's mutter, because... Oh, very, very good, very good. We're going to get that, Mr. Shem. We look at this as taking a mashke out of the oichel, because we don't look... Where's the psoilas?
Right.
So in Boire and Achanam, in Boire that's looked as a psoilus. But here we're looking to take out a mashke out of a food, and here when that mashke falls into the food, it's not a mashke. So what we look at when you've squeezed your lemon onto your fish, we consider that you've taken food out of food. So there's no Boire that we've seen among the Brom. There's no boira in most fruits because it's not looked at the taharovis. At the beginning, for the mloch of boira, when you start off squeezing, it's just a grape, it's just a lemon, so therefore there's no boira. And from the dash point of view, you have taken out a food out of a food. We look at the juice that's in your challah is considered food, and you've just taken that out of the grape, so you take out food out of food, that's not dash. That's the halacha lemaisa. The mechaber brings that muta lischoit eshkol anovim letech kdeira. You can squeeze that into a food, and that's muta, completely muta. Now the Mishnah Berurah does bring mikol mokem hamachme tovel of bracha on this inyan, because there is Rabbeinu Chananel who is machme on this, and he holds that this is osa, completely osa. There's no such heter. He holds in the Gemara, the Maskana, that this is not muta, and therefore he argues on it. But most rishonim, all rishonim, hold it's muta lechatchila, and therefore it's completely muta to do this. But the Mishnah Berurah says hamach mitavol of bracha. Now the Poskim do discuss this hamach mitavol of bracha is the pashtus only by grapes and olives, where you have a chashash de raisa. So there we say better it's a chumra not to squeeze it even onto your food, because you have Rabbeinu Chananel who is machme. But when we talk about any other fruits which is only asam drabbanon, and all the rishonim say you're allowed to squeeze it onto your food, so therefore the halacha is you can squeeze it with your lemon onto your fish, your orange and your salad, or anything else like that. That's not a problem, because that's mashke habola oichel, a mashke which directly falls into your food. That's completely muta. Right. So that's the hamachmet of bracha, but pasha says muta. Another point which Mishnah Berurah speaks out by lemons, it's definitely muta, based on the point that I mentioned before. Lemons anyway was a shaila whether the juice that comes out is a mashke, because most people don't drink it, and no one drinks it by itself, so it was a shaila whether that's considered a mashke, lemon juice, and therefore when it comes here again, where it's only a machmet of bracha, Mishnah Berurah says when it comes to lemon juice, there's no shaila whatsoever. So that's definitely lechatchila, a person can take a lemon, you squeeze it onto your fish, in the challah, into any food. What's very important to understand is that's only if you squeeze it into a food, because then you've taken out food out of a food. If you squeeze it into your drink, you don't have that heter, because then you have juice, you end up with lemon juice. So what's the obvious case is you want to squeeze some lemon juice in your tea, so you make sure it's a kedi shlishi, there's no bishul involved, but you have lemon juice and you say, oh, I learned something about squeezing it into a food, into something, that will be awesome, because now you end up with lemon juice in your tea, which is squeezed out of the lemon, and that's awesome. We don't squeeze lemons on Shabbos. So what's the eitzah taka? A person wants to have some lemon in his tea on Shabbos. The sugar. So that's the truth is it's a machloikas. It's interesting to know it's a machloikas. The Mishnah Berurah says you squeeze it onto your sugar. You squeeze a lemon into the sugar that you're going to put in the tea. So when you squeeze a lemon into your sugar, now the lemon gets a status of food. You've taken out food out of food. That's not disha. And now gesundheit, you put your sugar in your tea, and the Chazon Ish argues, and he holds, if the end result of this lemon juice is going to end up in the tea, so it doesn't help that in the middle he just had a little break in the sugar. We don't look at that mashke abala oichel. We don't look at that mashke. The end result is the juice, and therefore that will be also Chazon Ish. Also, the minig lemaisa, the oilim is makel to do this, to squeeze the lemon juice into the sugar, and then from there into the tea. Yeah, so just to finish off with one very, very interesting nekuda that Rabbi Falk speaks out, which is based on the points that we've discussed. The disha in the Mishkan had nothing to do with juice that we've seen, that was threshing, taking kernels out of the peel. That has nothing to do with juice. So we end off with two types of disha. You have taking out oichel out of its peel, out of the psoilus, the clipper around it, out of the shell. That's one way of doing disha. And you have another way of doing disha by squeezing fruit. And by squeezing fruit, we are stressing this point that it needs to be a mashke to be over on disha. Because sorry?
It's an orange on Shabbos.
What, eating?
Just like you take the kernel. What did you learn from the kernel from Mishkan?
Right.
You take the kernel, you took the kernel out of the That's a tisha.
Yeah.
So he's an orange.
Which part? Taking out of the peel.
Yeah,
that's a good shayla. That's again, they'll take too much time. Yeah, it's a good shayla. Some say, okay, some there are a few differences. It could be dishes only when you're working on the inside. You push the way you thresh kernels is by standing on them and you push the kernel out. When you peel an orange, usually you take the peel off the fruit, not the other way around. That's one difference, but it can be, if you eat the orange out of the peel, that could be different. There are other terutzim, but that will be, that'll take long. One more point, so therefore we left off with two types of disha. You have either taking food out of a case, out of a peel, out of a shell, or squeezing fruit. By squeezing fruit, that's where we're stressing that it needs to be a mashke. You have taken a mashke out of oichel, only then is that considered soichet, which is osa. So therefore, a person has fish for all three sudas. Mishbur says the Indian to have fish for all three sudas, and he likes to have some lemon juice on his fish. So he takes half a lemon, and by Friday night, he squeezes some lemon juice on his fish. Comes Shabbos day, he squeezes some lemon juice on his fish again. Comes Shalosh Sudas, Seder B'Falk, in Zachar V'Shomer, he's left with only a tiny bit of lemon juice in the peel. So now, we're not talking about anymore taking juice out of food. We're left only with a peel. This is oichel out of a psoilus. The same way that everyone understands, you can't take a cooked barley and pop it into, which is in the peel, and pop it into your cholent. Right? We all understand you can't take that. You can't say you do disha into your cholent. Is that mutter? Can you take a cooked barley and pop it into your cholent? L'toicha oichel. That's of course asa. The whole heter of squeezing into your food is because you've avoided the juice to turn into a mashke. It stayed food. That's if we're in the world of squeezing juice out of food. Here, when you get to the end of the lemon, never mind juice out of food. You're squeezing oichel or juice, doesn't make a difference, out of the peel, because now you're only left with the peel. That's oichel mitoch psoiles type of disha. That's the other type of disha. And therefore, when you squeeze that into your fish, so the result, you'll be over issa of disha, and you can't do that even into food, you'll have a problem of disha.
Right.